This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide. Mike Cernovich is going to have it all for you in the fourth hour. And I kind of read these things in Politico and stuff, and I have my other sources about how much they hate us and how they want to shut us down and how they want to get the president and how they're preparing a coup against him and you know how they're trying to basically just affect it where no one resists when they do kill him. And then you read where they're firing anybody that ever wrote an article against globalism and just to see how McMaster, Trump couldn't get anybody to take the job until he got McMaster. And Trump's only problem is he doesn't understand that some of these generals can be Benedict Arnold. What do you know about Kelly? What do you know about the other guys? Are they all on board with this? I mean, Trump didn't even know till folks talked to him a few nights ago that, Mr. President, they say they're going to remove you in the next month, 2 months, and it's not going to be judicial. It's not going to be the Congress. They're planning on a sudden removal, sir, a coup. And the president's like, well, where is this? Get me that info. And then you try to get the info to him, and it black holes. They're redirecting the emails, the phone calls. I mean, I'm sorry. I just can't shut up about this. Go. We're in the middle of something beyond any movie, Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, so you and I have been squeezed out. So what I can tell you now, so Trump used to read my stuff and listen to your stuff. Kelly has stopped that. The only person now that can get to Trump is Hannity, and that is why there's a massive campaign now to have Hannity, fire Hannity's a campaign. They're trying to do anything, including framing him for misconduct, to remove him. So
that's right. Hannity right now, Sean Hannity is one of the most important people in America because he's the only lifeline we've got to the president, and the president's acting on it, and Kelly's like, it's horrible. He watches Hannity and then does something about it.
Right, exactly. Two of the most important people, you know, other than you, obviously, in InfoWars, Sarah Carter and Sean Hannity. Right now, they are the ones, you know, Sarah Carter breaks really big stories. She goes on to Hannity and talks about him. Trump is getting that information now, the very important stories from Sarah Carter and Sean Hannity. So the media is going after Hannity very hard. The deep state is going after Hannity. They want to get him kicked off of television. They're going to do anything they can to stop him.
And the good news is Limbaugh now admits there's a plan to kill Trump. So everybody's getting hardcore right now, and people should be getting hardcore.
Well, Laura Ingraham is tweeting about McMaster. Remember, you and I have been talking about McMaster since April, early April. Nobody else wanted to talk about it. Now it's the number one story on Breitbart.
And we're not tooting our horn. People need to know why they hate us, because Cernovich and myself are patient zero, Cernovich particularly. Get him first. You know, I'm joking. It's just, this is not fun to be super preeminent in this, but it's our duty. We're doing it. And of course, I'm joking, but this isn't a game.
Right, and the ADL is going after me, claiming I'm doing code word of anti-Semitism.
They're trying to wind up a nut, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But meanwhile, McMaster has been purging Jews from the NSC. One guy, he's Jewish. He went to Bar Mitzvah in Israel. He had Adam Levinger had a security clearance pulled. Where is the ADL? So he's been getting rid of all kinds of Jewish people and pro-Israel people. But they're going after me and Ben Garrison cartoons because we're telling the truth about Soros, a Nazi collaborator.
Yeah, but it's really starting to backfire on them, where they're even calling Holocaust survivors who had families that were survivors, they're calling them Nazis now. I mean, this is getting to be crazy.
Yeah, like Lucien Wintrich, he's a grandson of Holocaust survivors. Forward Magazine created a list of people. They added me on the same list as the Ayatollah Khomeini. I can't. We're now in the world of pure farce. But what they're really trying to do is get us murdered. There's no reason to put me on a list with the Ayatollah. But
it shows how precarious McMaster is. We got Priebus. We got Spicer, who are far less worse. We're going to get McMaster. Doesn't matter if I'm pushing daisies later, boy. We're going to get you in your big, fat, bald head. So get ready. get ready, because we're never going to stop. You know it. I'm never going to stop. We're going to defend the Republic. We're going to win, and we're going to beat all of you. You understand? I may be out there in the cemetery by then, but you're going down. Stay there. I want to finish up with Cernovich, and then we got McAdoo.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with a clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I got to hand it to Mike Cernovich. Leanne McAdoo is about to pop in with us. Got to hand it to her as well as great report she's been filing. Cernovich has been so on target, like a laser beam, like a particle beam, that it's blowing me away with his sources, his work. I'm so honored that he's launching his own show, The War Room, coming up on September 4th, in about a month here. We got David Knight's show coming up about a week and a half. We're going to launch syndicated radio / TV program. Very, very excited about that, The Real News with David Knight. But we're all in, and he predicted the McMaster stuff. He predicted who would be fired. He predicted how it would happen. He predicted that they would go after folks that weren't, globalists. But now everything he said, you see, April, May, June, July, 4 months later, it's word for word what he said. And Bloomberg and others say, okay, Cernovich even knows where we're eating dinner. He's got horrible, evil sources inside. They're super good. And McMaster wants it shut down, saying it's a national security threat. It's McMaster and all these people that are leaking all the real national security stuff and saying the president's wrong about being wiretapped when it's confirmed. So, Cernovich, Trump is surrounded. He's still getting a lot done. They're putting out fake polls saying he's behind in polls. They're in the news saying, don't worry about impeachment. Don't worry about a grand jury. We are going to remove him in the next few months bipartisanly. Everybody better accept it. A big event's about to happen. You've got Michael Moore saying it, but you've got the former head of the CIA, Clapper, saying it. You've got people like Al Gore saying it. The president must move against them, and I get why he has some issues with Sessions, but Sessions is under open rebellion with all of his people under him doing nothing, he says. This is total mutiny. What do we the people do? What does Trump do? And how big is this?
It goes to the top, Alex. I mean, what the people have to do, I mean, we have to do a lot of things. I was going to wait to announce this in the next segment, but now that you're live, why don't we just talk it out? You know, YouTube has to ban us now because we're getting to Trump. We need to hold a freedom rally in front of every YouTube office in America same day. New York.
And explain that they don't want us getting to Trump and exposing the coup or the cop-killing operations of Soros before it goes into full gear. We got to do it in front of the White House. We've got to get in front of the White House. We've got to have other people every day saying, we're cutting the president off. We know you're planning a coup. And they can't say we're crazy because they're openly saying it.
Right. So the important thing is that, Alex, right now we're on the precipice. It is life or death. You have been banned from the White House. I've been banned. They won't let us on TV. They're afraid of us. We have social media and radio. YouTube knows that. And in conspiring with Deep State, they want to keep us off. We have to hold a freedom rally at Google headquarters. We have to march against the censorship. We can't just talk about it anymore. We can't just do another YouTube video about it, another Periscope, another tweet. We have to actually show up with signs. And let's just brainstorm it right now, Alex. Get everybody, get Lee and McAdoo, get everybody, just a big, huge, big tent, a big party, but also give speeches and have a rally and protest.
Because let's be clear about the new YouTube stuff. They said they're going to put you in this phantom zone where no one can see you or share you, but you're not technically deleted. Talk about lawyer games. We're going to bury you alive, but you'll still be alive. This is the next level, and it shows they're getting ready to move. Do you agree with me? We've got to get the word out of how they're planning this coup.
I'm talking to you right now. I'm freaked out about this because you can't even comment or like on the videos, Alex. That's the whole point. That's why I'm telling you, we have to have a
moment. Oh, and who runs it? The ADL runs the new censorship.
Right. We have to get bodies on the ground and just show up and have a rally, and everybody's got to be there. You, me, Leanne, Roger, the new media people, maybe Paul needs to fly in. This is life or death, Alex. They're within a month or two of completely shutting us all down.
And that's because the coup's about to happen. They're saying, month or two, we're going to kill the president. Month or two, we're going to remove him. I mean, this is so sinister. And a lot of people are going, well, I'm going to sit on the fence and fine, let them kill Trump. They're going to go after everybody, folks. They know the country's awakening. They're trying to kill the stock market right now. These people are criminal. We will defeat them if we stand up and have honor. And I got to say, I've been mad at some of the Republican talk show hosts, but Rush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, people like Michael Savage, I haven't been mad at him, but people like Sean Hannity, they're saying world government, they want to kill the president, they hate America, they're with radical Islam, they're planning to do it now, it's a deep state coup, you've got Lou Dobbs coming out saying clear and present danger, all saying the same term I used, signaling, and I know the president is signaling, and we understand. So, again, though, they're really going to try it, just like they tried to steal the nomination, just like they tried to block it with the faithless, electors. The good news is they're a bunch of failures, and the real deep state that actually does the killing is to a man, basically not for this. The problem is they're still going to attempt it. How do you see them doing this, Cernovich? And I agree we should organize rallies all over the country and one big one. There's Google headquarters here in Austin. I know they're trying to draw me out to go to one of these events, and I know why, but I just got to do it. But it's just so crazy, the war we're in. And people later, even if we win or lose, are going to look back and wish they'd done something, baby. Wish you'd done something, just like Patrick Henry said, because we're in the thick of it. Cernovich, then we're going to McAdoo.
Well, yeah, if they ban us from YouTube, that's when Trump will be killed. There's no question about it. So priority number one is, and I know that the people on the right or people like you don't like to march and do protests. We have to. We don't have any other choice. It is life or death. They're going to kill us. They're going to kill him. They're going to kill everybody, destroy our livelihoods, destroy our families, destroy our nations. We need to come up with
a that's why they've got all the top leftists, Huffington Post writers, saying their physical attacks coming. They say, we've got our guns. We're going to kill you. And they're allowed to do it. They're weaponing up. They're loading the weapons. They don't know how to use them. And that's what's crazy. I've war gamed. Once they start this, they're going to be devastated. And they don't understand the HUMET and the Patriots and the veterans have been making a list, marking it twice, who's naughty and nice. They don't. They think we kicked their butt in the election. I mean, if there is a civil war starting, what do you think is going to happen? Then we're going to MAGA.
Well, if there's a civil war, it'll be bad for them, but it's bad for everybody. You have daughters. I have daughters. Innocent people are going to be harmed. So what we need to do is, before we can let the left start the civil war, we need to just march on these tech companies, show up, let them know we're not going to tolerate the censorship, fight back hard.
People should protest in front of Zuckerberg's house in Kauai.
Let's do it. I'm down. We got to get everybody out there. And we're just have a big, huge, thousands of people. All.
And we should have a $100,000 contest. It's not about the money, but I want it to be a prize. A $100,000 contest in the next week for whoever can get legally and lawfully at Google open houses or Facebook events live and have a legal, lawful stunt to expose what they're doing. Use HUMET on the ground to let them know what we're going to do in the information war offensive. What do you think?
Yeah, I said if we go to Google, I'm going to Cernovich Media. You know, maybe you can do this too. We'll get buses. We'll have we got to do it, Alex. We have to get the people out there. It's not enough to have people doing videos. I don't care.
Folks, they are going to blow the president's head off. They're going to bomb him. They're getting ready.
So we need people showing up. So whether that's a contest or.
Can you believe how crazy the left is and all these globalists? I mean, they're really nuts.
Yeah, we have to. So we have to get people out there knocking on doors, holding signs, protesting at these corporate offices. So, yeah, let's think of a contest and we'll make it happen.
You know, it's this weird coming of age of all these beta leftists that they really want a blood war. They've really never been in one. They've never even been in a fist fight. And they're literally just frothing for this existential coming of age deal.
Yeah, they're delusional. So, yeah, I want to go there. You know, again, let's talk, figure it out. We need to make it happen. We need to do it.
Well, it's just like Bill Clinton's a rapist contest changed the election. We've had some others that have been affected, but we need everybody just to turbocharge. Just get on live TV, folks. Just call into C-SPAN. Just rattle their cage because they mean to kill the president. Leanne McAdoo, thank you, Mike Cernovich. You're on in 43 minutes.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow. Leanne McAdoo with us for the rest of the hour. Leanne McAdoo at Leanne McAdoo. Again, great InfoWars reporter there with her grandma taking care of her in Florida on an extended hiatus. We love her joining us and the reports she's been filing. Leanne, what do you make? I know you've got a bunch of stories you want to get into. Suicide texting case sets bad precedent. We're going to get into a bunch of news on that subject. But what do you make of just the insane level we've gotten to, all because Trump wants to repeal Obamacare and cut taxes?
Right. Well, we knew that they weren't going to take this lying down, and they tried to put out the dirty dossier on Trump. They came up with nothing, and typically they're not going to put people in positions of power unless they can be blackmailed, they can be controlled, they can threaten their family. And so I really think that that's what's going on with Trump right now. And I don't know if he brought McMaster in thinking that it was going to help legitimize his administration, but who better to legitimize a coup and to haul off the president, then your three-star general, national security advisor. That's what I think is just insane. Who is he positioning around him? The very people that are going to legitimize the coup. And you have the country celebrating the fact that we might be experiencing a deep state coup.
I mean, they're on the news normalizing it and saying, we're going to have to remove him, and it's going to be sudden. There's not going to be impeachment. And just they're going to let the president get up there during impeachment and defend himself. It'll make him a martyr. They're going to either hit him with drugs that brain damaging him and say he collapsed and then have this whole new emergency election thing, or they're just going to bust a cap in him.
Right. And there's no way now that he would be able to fire Mueller because, of course, he's got this grand jury going with this Russia probe. He doesn't have his attorney general there to protect him, to ensure that this Russia probe stays within the confines of the original investigation. We've got an article up at InfoWars that they're actually interviewing people who are tenants of Trump. So this is definitely going beyond the scope of the original investigation. Absolutely. And so they're going to find something to either blackmail Trump with or to legitimize his takedown.
And if you harass enough tenants, you're going to run into some mentally ill person that doesn't like Trump. That'll say, oh, yeah, I'm a Russian spy. They gave me it's total garbage. They're out there getting their fake witnesses, everything together. Just a bunch of slobbering, ugly, evil, Hillary, Mueller, all these trash, Pelosi. Just look at these evil scumbags.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, I was made aware of incredible news here. This is on President Trump's Twitter. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, and Eric Trump tweeted, the July jobs numbers and the million plus new jobs and a link to Drudge and a screenshot of it. And Twitter said this is potentially sensitive or hateful material and deleted it and will not let you see it. It's all starting, just what Cernovich was saying, the announcements of the censorship on Facebook, Google, Twitter. We'll put it on screen for TV viewers. We're retweeting it. We were able to find the deleted tweet. People had already screenshotted it. We can put it on screen. Go down and tab right there on the bottom of Eric Trump. I was just doing it during the break. Just take your cursor. There it is. Drudge Report. Jobs numbers, 209,000 last month, a million plus this year. Record number, 153 plus million employed. Economy showing strength. These are links to AP, Reuters, mainstream news. Boom! Twitter says Eric Trump, and now others reportedly, aren't able to share the link to Drudge. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having to show you on our own video streams at Infowars.com. Who knows? YouTube might ban this. We are not allowed to show you the jobs. We're not allowed to show you the stock market. We're not allowed to tell you. See, first, oh, let us censor Nazis. Now it's jobs numbers. They're moving. They're sharpening their knives. They're getting ready to overthrow the president. And they're testing right now to see what they can do. For months, they won't let positive tweets go to the top of Trump's Twitter feed because he reads those and sees those. Then was asking people, why does everybody hate me now? Used to be all this great stuff and great videos. And they said, sure, they're blocking it all to you. Now they auto dislike his tweet starting last week to drive them down. Now they won't let you share Eric Trump's information or Trump Jr. We're retweeting it all with screenshots right now, but they don't want you to see it. Real Alex Jones. Retweet it to everybody. Leanne McAdoo, this is just amazing. And it shows in this digital world how these big companies can rip people off. It just came out that Uber manipulates with their drivers how to scam people at certain times and how they use the AI to track where you're at and to know there's no other cars around you or other companies, knowing with algorithms how to screw you. I mean, this is just incredible. The president must move with antitrust against Twitter now. Anti-free speech, civil rights violations, fraud, Google the same, Facebook, because they're moving and preparing to end America. Lee Ann, this is incredible, where we can't even show people good jobs numbers because the Federal Reserve wants to kill the recovery. They want to kill our economy. They want to shove it. They're such traitors. Arrest them. Good God. What are we going to put up with when they're saying we're getting ready to kill the president and we're going to kill his supporters and we're not going to let you see good jobs numbers? And the idiot supporters of this are poor liberal Democrats who Trump's trying to help, but they don't want to be helped, Leanne. They want to be slaves.
Well, and it's just so incredible. It kind of underscores that it doesn't matter the information that is being shared. It's the source of the information that's being targeted. If you're going to share a Drudge Report link, then you're not allowed to do that now. It's because it's so powerful. Drudge Report was so powerful and had such an impact on the election. InfoWars, Mike Cernovich, all of these people. We just had the New York Times put out an article about the new right and how there's so, Paul Joseph Watson's photo was the big picture there on the New York Times, basically lamenting the fact that they're so powerful on the radio and YouTube and that the left has not been able to take over these markets. So we've got to regulate them and then destroy them ultimately, since the left is unable to gain traction in these markets. And since the right has, they have to be destroyed. Watson said that that was an absolute bat signal to YouTube to start the purge when I sent him that article.
Leanne, remember, right after the election, they got mad, the media did, at Facebook that had done so much censoring and said, you didn't do enough. And he goes, I promise I'll do more. Like, you're a hero when you do more censorship. Again, if you just joined us, this in, breaking, Eric Trump, Donald Jr. too, we're seeing it happen with the president. They're censoring their Twitter and not letting them share Drudge links to the good job numbers coming in, saying it's sensitive or hateful. Then I saw another article saying the president's not allowed to talk about the economy, and another weird statement saying that's illegal. Just like he's not allowed to have dinner with Putin at the G20. That's illegal. I mean, these people are crazy.
And then they actually come out with an article going, looks like Russia and the Cold War is ramping up again. What happened? Gee, I wonder if it's been the months and months, nearly a year now, of absolute Russia hysteria. It's like they're creating all this chaos. And then when a nuke goes off, they're going to go, I wonder who pushed that button.
And by the way, Eric, it's not just interesting that they're censoring the job numbers. It's criminal. It's unbelievable. I can't believe how calmly Eric takes all this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now let's be clear. The big tech giants are on record in the last 6 months saying they're preparing strategies to bring in Chinese net-style censorship to America. And you've had Facebook, Google, and others working with the communist Chinese, along with Microsoft, to help perfect new systems in China. Now, Eric Trump and others are getting censored more and more. They're not letting positive tweets come to the top of Trump's feed. They've been not letting people like Trump tweets. It'll just artificially make it go to a negative. So it doesn't just block you. It falsely votes for you, kind of like the electronic voting machines that voted for Hillary in those 5 states she stole. That's been confirmed. She tried to break into 6 others because she's the Madam President. Newsweek said so. Well, now we notice in the live feed of Eric Trump that it said this has been blocked as sensitive or controversial or racist material. And Leanne and Jack Masubic are going to ride shotgun on us the rest of the hour right now. And then, boom, Jobs, 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 Eric Trump. There's the censored tweet, a link to the Drudge Report with mainstream news articles admitting massive job increases, a million plus new jobs in the last 6 months, 200 plus thousand in just the last month, and then all the other good numbers and top analysts saying, you know, even though the Fed's raising rates, the Trump recovery is barreling over this. And then Greenspan comes out and says, no, it's going to crash. They're trying to keep Obamacare in to crash it. They're trying to stop tax cuts to crash it. They're failing because of prosperity and people voting with their dollars and taking action. And I want to salute you, America. This is so incredible. This is so incredible to be in the middle of this epic fight. And Zach has a great point. He's one of our producers. This is a classic shadow ban. YouTube announces, we don't like what you say. We're going to put you into Phantom Zone. Nobody can see your video. You can't share it. But if you've got the exact link, well, then you can give it to your little group. That's the Phantom Zone, you know, where they put General Zod. Well, now this is worse. It just doesn't let you see what you tweeted. YouTube takes steps to censor controversial, a.k.a. conservative content. We're going back to Leanne McAdoo here in a moment. But we've all got to use Twitter and Facebook to point out this is happening. So they've always gone after really little people and just kicked them off because they didn't have a voice. Now they're going after the biggest, Trump. And if they can censor him, remember the headlines? Twitter may ban Trump. Remember that? The president may be banned off Twitter. Well, then everybody else can be banned. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're killing cops all over the country. They want the borders open. I mean, the globalists are a criminal group, and they're pissed because they've committed so many crimes. And now all the criminal info is coming out with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary and all of it. And now they're trying to get a Justice Department in there that will prosecute, and they're fighting for their wicked, corrupt, evil lives right now. So pray for Trump. Pray for InfoWars. Pray for an awakening, but also take action. Zach, give us your take on this incredible news. We just tweeted it at Real Alex Jones, a screenshot of the tweet of a Drudge link to articles about the jobs numbers. Nothing positive about the president can be said. It must be blocked. They'll block anything, including official jobs numbers. That's what they don't want you to know is the good news. It's all lies, that he's lazy, that he didn't get anything done. That's the cover of the new fake Newsweek, that he didn't get anything done. He's lazy. Zach, go ahead and make your point. Well, we're going to fade Zach up here in just a moment. Always wanted to get the crew on, but it's just a Herculean effort I'm not allowed to do. Okay, let's get him up to the podium. We're going to beat this once and for all here on air. I don't care what it takes. We're going to start getting the crew on the show. We're just going to do it. So I put a full studio in there, 7-8 microphones, cameras, whole 9 yards. This is the final piece of the equation. We're breaking the will of the gremlin in that room right now. Okay, let's go ahead, Zach. Make your point.
Okay, so the point I was trying to make before was the fact that it's a perfect example of a shadow ban. If you go overhead and notice that on the page itself, if we go ahead and put up the tweet, if you notice that when it's shown up on Drudge Report, the link itself, you could see it because whoever the account is that took the screen grab is following him. Normally, a verified account proves that someone on Twitter will always have their content shown on Twitter. But if you notice that when you go to the other screenshot, hold on a second, let me switch over to it.
Sure, go ahead and do that. We're going to do this together now. We're going to get the crew on and use that studio. Yes!
So you see there, it's not followed and it's blocked off. So that's a perfect example of if you're not following them on Twitter, even if it's verified or not, you'll notice that it's completely blocked. So you have to be a follower. So it's a way of them to only show that only a certain group of people are allowed to see that specific tweet.
And first they segregate you into these electronic ghettos.
Yeah.
And then they completely shut you off.
Exactly. So it's just one of many ways that they're going to use, just kind of like a siphoning of the echo chamber system that they were using in Facebook, where the news was getting cycled to be specifically for you. Same thing with the Twitter. The users are going to have tweets that are only going to be seen by people that only follow those specific people.
Because if we show Democrat Party cult members that the economy's coming back and then he had a good repeal bill or that good things are happening or that ISIS was defeated, they're not allowed to see that. They're supposed to see Newsweek where everything's horrible and nothing's good and the president's a failure.
Yep. And the worst part about it is that this is just about jobs. It's, I mean, it could be worse if it was about extremist content or about anything that was racially charged, but this is literally just a link on the top left of Drudge.
And they're testing, because they don't want us to challenge all their lies. Leanne McAdoo, we've got Posobiec here with his White House sources. InfoWars has been completely banned. Giving Trump InfoWars is banned. Anybody that speaks out against globalism is fired. Anyone who ever wrote about globalism is fired. That's in Breitbart today by McMaster. What do you make of this? This just shows that all the talk of coup that they say is coming soon, they're getting ready for the big censorship once they murder the president.
Right. Well, of course, and we know the Obama administration set the precedent of targeting journalists, coming after leakers. James Risen actually put an article out back in December saying, look, if Trump starts to target journalists, well, we have Obama to thank for that. And I know at the time we were really, I was really concerned that it was going to be Hillary Clinton who was going to be the next dictator in charge that would be taking the precedent set by Obama and taking it a step further to target her, her political enemies and her enemies there in the press, which would be us, and of course the dark heart Alex Jones. And so now we're seeing the CNN and these others, they're kind of rallying around McMaster and putting out these stories about how he is now being targeted by the alt-right and the conservative media. And so they're rallying around McMaster. So it'll be interesting to see if indeed this purge happens of the new media, of the alt media, how it will be celebrated by the free and independent press there that's supposed to be helping our country, helping to check those in power. Will they celebrate the fact that the deep state and these other agencies are able to shut us down? Or will they stand up for us and do what's right and stand up for the First Amendment?
Exactly. I came to Twitter late. We only got about 2 million followers on our different accounts right now. That's still pretty good. But on Paul Watson's Twitter right now, I'm going to retweet it. On The Real Alex Jones, I need every listener and viewer that's on Twitter, or if you're not on Twitter, go get on it. Conservatives go, oh, they're censoring, I'll leave. No, get in there because they want to deny it. They want to operate in the dark. We're going to force these rats out in the open. Next, they're going to ban us speaking in the street, which they openly say. That's why they beat us and attack us in the street. They're a group of disgusting thugs. And we will defeat them. And listeners, everybody should follow me at Real Alex Jones. Everybody should follow Leanne McAdoo on her Twitter. Everybody should follow all of us and hammer it out there everywhere. We are risking our lives because we know there's no future if we don't do this. But everybody's got to get this Eric Trump tweet retweeted because we have it where you can see it, the screenshot at Real Alex Jones. Retweet it. We'll put it back on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, go to Real Alex Jones. Sign up for it if you're not on Twitter. If you are, follow us and retweet it. Breaking: Twitter censors Donald Trump Jr.'s Drudge tweet showing great American job numbers. Now, let's show the other one. Remember the big prayer thing that we and others have launched, and we had the pastor on, Pastor Brown, who want to get back on. They launched a big movement to pray for Trump. This needs to go viral. Facebook bans President Trump's prayer team page while keeping Teen Vogue, who's telling 11-year-olds how to have sex. So this big Facebook prayer deal got hundreds of thousands of people on it. They banned that. That video is being retweeted right now at Infowars.com and on our Twitter at Real Alex Jones. I want to bring in Jack Posobiec. Stay right there, Leanne McAdoo. Jack Posobiec, of course, launched one of the biggest grassroots Trump organizations. He works up there on the Capitol, starting to do more and more work with us. And Jack Posobiec is on Twitter at Jack Posobiec, P-O-S-O-B-I-E-C, or citizensfortrump.com. And he's got the intel. Cernovich broke the big purge months ago of McMaster's. That's now confirmed. Now the news story by Jack Posobiec. White House to staffers: if you like InfoWars or Milo, you're fired. And I've confirmed that Kelly's firing anybody that tries to hand the president a piece of news saying, quote, he'll go with anything, like the NSA was spying on him under Obama, which has been admitted. So they are isolating him right now. Jack Posobiec, the censorship, we're seeing more censorship the last month than we've seen the last decade. And this is clearly just a test. They are accelerating it exponentially, as I predicted they would, ahead of the coup they say is coming. Jack Posobiec.
You're absolutely right, Alex. And this is a story that was actually landed in my lap a few months ago. I wanted to run it down because it sounded completely egregious to me. They said, why would the White House, when it's dealing with so many leaks of classified intelligence, was dealing with some of these interns that are recording private speeches of White House officials like Jared Kushner, leaking that to the media. Why would they care so much about what the interns and the lower level staffers are posting on their Facebook? Okay, you like something by Alex Jones. You shared something by InfoWars. Why would that be an issue? And now we're realizing that the reason they're clamping down on this is because they're trying to keep it away from the president. They don't want the president seeing this news. They don't want the president seeing any information outside of what they give to him, outside of what they present.
So they can demoralize him. He's not been demoralized. His spirits are high, but the intel is they want to demoralize him, cut him off before they start drugging him, and they don't want our intel about the coup getting to him as well. They're desperate to cut him off from his base.
That's exactly what it is, Alex. And thankfully, he still does have that cell phone. He still does have communications with other people that he can get out to. But anyone in the staff that they've found that has been supportive of Trump, a Trump loyalist, or that is, you know, this is a way they can find you. They say, we are going to go to your social media pages. We're going to go to your Facebooks. We're going to go to your Twitters. We're going to see who you're following. We're going to see who you're liking. We're going to see who you're sharing. This is how, and on the flip side, I kind of look at this from the perspective of, this is how scared they are of independent new media and real journalism. This is the power of the truth, because they have to do anything they can. They're spending 24 hours a day trying to prevent the truth from getting to where it needs to be, because that's how much of a threat that InfoWars and independent new media journalists are to these deep staters and the coup that they're trying to perpetrate on President Trump.
And let's talk about treason. Leanne, I want you to pop in on this. This is Breitbart. Yesterday, a top official in the National Security Council was fired last month by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, reportedly after he argued in a memo that President Trump's administration is under sustained attack from globalists and Islamicists. Well, I mean, that's the groups that are out there funding domestically against him. Peter Higgins, a former Pentagon official who served in the NSC Strategic Planning Office as Director of Strategic Planning, was fired on July 21st. The Atlantic first reported, that's the globalist enemy mouthpiece, celebrating bringing down a high-level patriot who's telling the president the sky is blue. He's under total globalist Islamic attack. The globalists have declared war on him in all their main publications. The memo was written in late May, described threats to the administration by globalist bankers, deep state, and Islamicists that McMaster works with. Globalists and Islamists recognize that their versions to succeed America, both as an ideal and a national political identity, must be destroyed. Totally true. Oh, my gosh. Get rid of him immediately. He's a good person. Let's continue right here. Why do they want InfoWars banned, folks? Because we're Americans, we're not cowards, and we're not going down without a fight. Higgins was called to the White House counsel's office 2 weeks ago and asked about the memo. Oh, my gosh, we caught you. It's not that he's with the Russians. It's that he's a patriot. Later that week, he was told by McMaster deputy he was losing his job, which they never tell Trump about. The memo compared what Trump administration was facing to a Maoist insurgency. Well, that's what they model it after. In Maoist insurgencies, the formation of the counterstate, they build their counterstate, see, their shadow government, is essential to seizing state power, the memo said. Functioning as a hostile complete state, acting within an existing state. That is a memo on McMaster. But we must get this to the president. Because the left is aligned with the Islamist organization at local, national, international levels, recognition should be given to the fact that they seamlessly interoperate through coordinated, synchronized, interactive narratives. Yes, this is the truth. This is the key transmission that would bring them all down right here. Leanne McAdoo, we've got to get this to the president.
Isn't it incredible that they would fire him immediately and other people as well that would actually be trying to get this type of information out? And obviously, there's something going on that is against the president's agenda. When there are continual leaks, 126 days of his presidency and 125 leaks have happened, some of those actually threatening our national security. Obviously, there are people working against the president's agenda, and it's quite frightening that we're seeing
the surge of Trump loyalists. And they're totally allied with radical Islam. It's everywhere. Exactly, Leanne. This is the whole plan. This is the takeover. And they're arming against us. When they kill Trump, they're coming after everybody else. Sorry, Leanne, go ahead.
Well, and I was trying to find an article that I saw earlier this morning, but it was like 20 people Israel should fear more than Linda Sarsour. And it was naming people that were actually Jewish. So Jewish people
Linda
should fear.
Linda Sarsour, whose family's in prison and then all the rest of it is good. And she wants to have a jihad. She's liberal. She's good.
Right, and they've all aligned themselves with her. Maybe when she made her little jihad comment, everyone kind of quieted down.
Senator Have you Bernie seen Sanders the BBC running women in full burqa saying this is good, accept it?
I've got a bomb under here. That was pretty weird.
Well, I mean, it's clear they're going to make their run, but I think they've been exposed. I think they're, Jack, I mean, I think they've gone too far. And the fact that everybody at the Pentagon basically knows what this fellow was just saying, game over, man. Go ahead, kill the president.
Well, now that they fired him, it's actually backfired because now more people are reading the memo that he wrote. It's actually getting out to a wider audience because they went and fired him. Now people are saying, oh, what's in the memo that fired him? Globalist and jihadist, yeah, that's what I believe, too. Why is this guy fired?
That's right. In fact, I want the full memo published on InfoWars. This is the memo that scares McMaster and the traitors. This memo will bring down the traitors. McMaster's doesn't want you, Deep State doesn't want you to read this memo.
I mean, talk about traitors. You've got McMaster granting Susan Rice her same level of security clearance. At the same time, Trump is actively saying, we need to find the leakers. I'm being surveilled. Oh, no, you're not. That's a big lie. How are you going to lie to the people? No, they wiretapped Trump Tower. And so at the same time that Trump is saying this to the American people, McMaster is saying, I don't think Susan Rice did anything wrong. I'm gonna allow her to still have her same level of security clearance. It's insane. Why are the neocons surrounding Trump? What do they have on him? What's happening?
Well, again, David admitted the memo, as I've said on air without the memo, the Bolsheviks, same globalist operatives, they created a state within a state for years in Russia, only controlled Moscow. And then they got everybody through time and turned in their guns through propaganda. Then they slaughtered millions of people. So they admit that it is a Maoist strategy. That's what the weathermen taught Obama. They are all carrying out a Maoist strategy with deep staters and cowards like McMaster's and others that Trump picked. They get approached by deep state. They get scared and they join with it because they want to play golf and do whatever while we're being carted off to death camps. And, you know, pot-bellied liberals are kicking our brains out and raping our families, literally. And that's what the left talks about, how they're going to rape us, how they're going to murder us, how they're going to have all these little nobodies. This is their existential dream of power, is to run around defecating on everybody.
Well, people need to look no further than Venezuela and what happened. That's the exact same thing that they did there just several years ago. They got rid of the guns. Everyone turn in your guns because we want to be a peaceful nation. And then just about a year or so later, we saw the total collapse there where the government was actually purging people who are eating dogs and giraffes out of the zoo, purging them because they don't have the guns or anything to fight back.
They've got the whole corporate media. They got Hollywood. They got the Vatican. They got the EU. And they claim the Russians are the reason that we're doing this. We recognize the globalist enemy, and it knows there's a total awakening, so it wants to violently bring back the clock, purge everybody. They're never going to get away with it. This is America. And you may have turned a lot of people into brain-dead zombies, but it's like saying this is Sparta. There is still a giant contingent of people of every race, color, and creed that are information warfare defeating you. And if it goes physical, once they kick off that alarm bell, they're going to run false flags, try to make us look like the bad guys. We all know it's them. We're going to move forward against the globalists and against their operatives, and we are going to sweep and clear the enemy. Go ahead, Posobiec.
Yeah, it only shows their hand even more. When the minute you start telling the truth, they try to slap you down. The minute they start sharing anything that has a headline that's anti them, they try to ban it. They are going to be forcing their hand so much that they're showing us, they're exposing us what their actual plans are. They're trying to ban us. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to fire people for speaking the truth. That's only going to mean
that more people will we're not the radicals saying all this. They're on C-SPAN at the Aspen Institute with Wolf Blitzer, Brennan, and Clapper saying a violent overthrow is coming in the next few months. Don't wait for impeachment. We're now moving. And then Al Gore goes on the Late Late Show and says the same thing. I mean, they are doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it, but they don't understand that the American people that voted for Donald Trump voted against them, voted against these things. And they don't understand that the massive amounts of people that are sick and tired of Washington, D.C. and the elites vastly outnumber anyone that they have on their side. No one is listening to these people anymore, and no one is going to obey these people when they're told to go anything further.
What's the word, this McMaster guy? I know he couldn't get a new national security guy. He got McMaster because he was in a successful tank battle or something, and then I look into McMaster, and he's got all these, I mean, I understand I can hardly run my operation. I got great people. but it's hard to get people, you know, to run. I could imagine having 4,000 employees and then millions of people under you like Trump. But, I mean, this McMaster and people, I mean, they are just absolutely countermanding the president all the time, doing whatever they want, purging patriots. Let's get more into the specifics of how you learned about how they're using InfoWars or Milo as a litmus test.
Right. So one of the things that I heard was this first started out by hearing it from people, this staffer by the name of Jana Toner. Now, she works in the presidential personnel office under a guy by the name of Johnny DeStefano, whose name I know has been heard on InfoWars quite a bit for being a never-Trumper, a former John Boehner staffer who is in there. This woman, Jana Toner, she is also a member of the establishment. Her family is very tied in with the Bush dynasty. Her husband has worked for CNN, has worked for the Bushes on numerous campaigns. She's been Department of Education, Department of Energy. She's tied to No Child Left Behind, the whole nine yards. So why is a person like this with that kind of pedigree even put into a place where she's overseeing the hiring of junior staff at the White House, the hiring of interns, being in charge of that? She has actually been heard personally speaking out against Alex Jones, against Milo Yiannopoulos, against InfoWars in the White House, saying to people just almost wantonly that if you're liking them, if you're sharing them, we are going to dismiss you. This is not the place for you. Interns and other staff have been said that it's described as a chilling effect, because these are people who are coming in there. Many of the times, you know, they support the president, they support their country, they want to do a good job. They're someone who's coming out of college, they're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm here at the White House, I just hope I do well. And then they're wondering, why are you worried about my Facebook so much? I'm not doing anything bad on there. Yeah, maybe I have a party picture or something like that. But why is me sharing news with a headline that says InfoWars.com on it such a threat?
And let's be clear. Now they won't let the president share his links. Now they won't let his son. When it's jobs numbers, it's incredible. Jack Posobiec, I'm going to come back to you in a moment. Leanne, there was other points, other stories you wanted to get into. Let's spend a few minutes shifting gears into this other story that you gave me that was so interesting.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I just wanted to just bookend what Jack was talking about. It was the Reality Lee winner. They didn't check her social media accounts when she was this huge Bernie supporter
and ended ISIS
up leaking intel. So, you know, it's not the people who actually care about this country that are trying to systematically take it down from within. So they need to take a long look at themselves. But I also wanted to talk about a story that happened yesterday. The 20-year-old girl that encouraged her boyfriend to get back in his truck and finish off the suicide that he had been telling her. She urged her boyfriend via text message to go ahead and carry out his suicide. She was a juvenile at the time, so the judge gave her a more lenient sentence. But now what this means, words kill. It's not just your actions that kill, but this sets the precedent that now words that you put out there.
Total political correctness, because now you can joke and say, fine, if you think there's too many humans, kill yourself. Well, somebody kills themselves, now I go to jail because I use that as a verbal flourish. Again, you're right. That's the political correctness now.
Right. Or trying to say the guy that went into the pizza shop, they tried to pin that on you. Where do we stop? Where does this end? Where they can say, oh, well, you encouraged that, so now you're going to go to jail. They're setting a very dangerous precedent here. Even legal analysts say this should have never even gone to a judge. Thanks for giving her.
This is pure judicial activism, because a lot of times boyfriends and girls or whatever, 12 men will say, I'll commit suicide if you don't come back to me. That's a standard deal. She's like, oh, yeah, go finish it off then, not knowing it happens. And now she's going to 15 months in jail. For not, you know, oh, you're going to commit suicide. Yeah, right. Go ahead, do it. I mean, you know, that's one way some cops will say to ask money not do it. Is like, you're begging them to come off. You go, okay, fine, go ahead and do it. And one of them will cry and say, you don't love me and come. That's actually a tactic. Sometimes they do jump, the cop gets in trouble. But the point is that it doesn't matter. It's your free speech.
Well, think about all the people.
Like, I mean, I hope George Soros kills himself. I do. I'm sorry. I don't wish any harm upon him, but I want him to stop hurting people. I'm sorry, Leah, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, think about all the people that are on the internet encouraging people who are live streaming, encouraging them to kill themselves or commit crimes or drink and drive. I mean, this is a lot of people could be affected by this ruling.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I hope all Nazi collaborators kill themselves, or at least just stop trying to kill everybody else. Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back. Finish up with Jack Posobiec. Then Mike Cernovich is ready to roll. 4th hour straight ahead. Spread the link. You can still do it. They're trying to block it.